531.
PMN News at 9, my law lover Les Soifua. I'm Atitahi Potaka Deuce. Health organisations are welcoming the government's crackdown on vape sales, but say the rules could be more robust. Health Coalition Aotearoa says the changes don't address the current number of vape stores already established around schools. Spokesperson Lei Tsutsufunga says the 300-metre radius ban should be extended to 2 kilometres to also cover recreational spaces.
Our tamariki and our rangatahi, they also travel within the spaces as well. So if you think about our rec centres, our sports clubs, our playgrounds, sports fields, courts and so forth, that's where they are. So we would have wanted the extension to also include those areas too. And any kind of significant landmarks like our Māori landmark, like our maunga.
Sole parents are going to see an extra $20 a week of child support payments from next month. Deputy Prime Minister Carmel Sepuloni says this could help over 14,000 sole parents and bring some children out of poverty. She hopes the new law encourages people to pay child support, as it will go directly to the child. Sepuloni says the law had to be passed as previous circumstances discriminated against sole parents.
I've been a sole parent, I've been on benefit, and it's discriminatory. If you are on a benefit but you are in a relationship with someone else and you have an ex-partner paying child support, you get it. But if you were on a sole parent benefit, then you didn't get that passed on. It has been a very complex piece of legislation to do. It actually lifts a number of kids out of poverty as well.
A mental health and well-being report released this week outlines the significant challenges Pacific people endured during the pandemic. Te Hiringa Mahara Chief Executive Karen Osborne says the pandemic highlighted the value of connectedness to maintaining Pacific communities' health and well-being. She says Pacific people drew on their connections to provide flexible and practical support to each other. Karen Osborne says the lessons learned from Pacific experiences should inform future policies and responses. Solomon Islanders will, for the first time, see themselves on their own television screens after 70 years. The country's state broadcaster is launching its own television service in time for this year's South Pacific Games in November. Solomon Islands Broadcasting Commission CEO Johnson Honimai says screening local television content will be life-changing.
Unfortunately, we're basically seeing other TV stations from outside of the country, and we're not seeing ourselves on our screens. So the whole aim of SIBC TV is to cover Solomon Islanders, what they want to say, their livelihood, whatever challenges they are facing, their own television, yeah, and they see that on their own screens.
And to sports, Fijian Indrua coach Mick Byrne says the team is preparing to get physical in their Super Rugby Pacific quarterfinal. The Indrua will be facing the Crusaders in Christchurch on Saturday night. Mick Byrne says they are aware of the Crusaders' success record of playing finals at home.
The thing we know about finals footy is there's a lift in intensity, and the Crusaders have been there 11 times before successfully, so this is our first taste of it. So we are just preparing to be really physical. We understand we have to be more physical than we've been this year. They're ready physically to go down to Christchurch and compete in a quarterfinal.
That's PMN News at 9 a.m. For more Pacific news and sport, go to pmnnews.co.nz.